Good morning, good afternoon, good evening, and welcome to This Might Be The News. My name is Rory, and this week I am joined by, from the far right of the political spectrum, a man of many words, Alex Wheeler.
Great to be here. Obviously, by Rory's definition, anyone who wears tweed is also a full card-carrying member of the Nazi Party, just as a disclaimer. Great to be here, great to be here.
And from a different spectrum altogether is the magical, marvellous Abby Tucker.
I want to be on a spectrum, though.
the autistic spectrum, or...
I want to be on a political sphere.
Where would you say you sit? If Alex is at the far right, wearing his...
wearing my job pants.
Collect his badges.
Well, okay.
What's wrong with badges? They have them in the Scouts. Sorry.
Here's the context. I haven't seen Wheeler for about 5 years.
Yeah.
And I used to have a great deal of respect for him. But now I only hear things through the grapevine, so I'm very excited to see if I still have this respect for you.
Nothing like the suggestion of the corruption and intrigue. Good Lord.
Well, so our listeners will know that we haven't been on the air for a few weeks, so there's tons of news to catch up on. But I like to put you outside of your comfort zone, Alex. The last couple of times you've come on, it's felt like you are a spokesman for the government. And to be fair, you actually do a better job at speaking for them than most people within the government. I think the points you make are often better. I'll let you have maybe 20 seconds to comment on the absolute farce going on in Downing Street right now.
Cool. Or now.
Right now.
Right. Look, now.
Get out of your system.
All right.
Say why it's okay.
Okay. I'll tell you why it's okay. I'm not going to say it's okay. It's trial by media, trial by social media in particular, this idea of conflating the Michael Fallon touching of the knee and conflating that with an allegation of rape is utterly ridiculous. Those things are not the same. Even this kind of deliberate witch hunt with Gerard O'Mara, who'd made a comment 15 years ago, it's this idea of toxifying masculinity. It's poison. I hate it.
Priti Patel...
that as well. Right. So Priti Patel shouldn't have lost her job. You know, she's got an impossible job. The foreign aid budget's very unpopular, at least it's with me. And she was trying to channel it into something useful on the ground. She's a fantastic...
Like Benjamin Netanyahu?
You know, he needs more Uzis. You should show some fucking respect. I mean, no. I think I'm totally not allowed to swear. Apologies for that.
You are allowed to swear. That's one of the rules. We encourage it.
No, I not at all.
Boris and the Iranian diplomacy.
Yeah, I mean, you know, one sentence on a select committee. This is like you say, I'm just coming here to get darts thrown at my balls the whole time.
No, I am seriously interested.
A little British Sean Spicer with us throwing.
I prefer Steve Bannon personally. He's got it.
Who's your favourite Tory?
Jacob Rees-Mogg.
What about Bojo?
Bojo's, to quote Wishnail and I, is a whore for the bees.
God, I'm a bee. Very mainstream.
He is
the Beyonce of Tories.
Yeah, he's... that's fantastic. Yeah, I can't add to that.
Right, well, we digress, but yeah. I enjoyed that. I enjoyed that little exchange. So, but you'll be pleased to know, to take you out of that comfort zone that I referenced before, it's a celebrity special episode.
Woohoo!
Both of the features are going to be based around the world of celebrity. Excited?
I should have bought a copy of Now magazine.
But from the stack, by your toilet. And there's only one way to start the episode, and that is with the facts. So I've been away for a couple of weeks, but it does sound like one of the biggest stories has involved Kevin Spacey.
Exactly.
What's been going on, Abby?
It's a bit of a nightmare because I don't think I can ever watch House of Cards with the same kind of relaxed mind frame. Isn't it a nightmare?
It's terrible. I mean, I kind of thought Spacey made the cardinal sin there, which is why this coalition of minorities threw him under the bus, because he tried to conflate his not being sure about doing some sexual assaults with being a homosexual. Mm. And that's like the big no-no. To try and bring together the idea of paedophilia and being a gay man is something which went out back in the 70s with Bernard Manning.
So he botched the tackling of it, basically.
Well, not really.
He decided to tackle it head on, but did it in a way that...
Well, he tried to out-victim the victims of the alleged victims of his behaviour, because he tried to say, no, you know, I don't have to be held up to the same standards as, inverted commas, normal people. I can, you know, because of this situation, because my special status, I don't have to be held up to the same rigour and checks and balances in public life as other people. And people just went, no, mate. Mm. You know, you can't just be like, oh, I don't remember what happened because I was off my face on X, Y, and Z. That's not how it works. And I think it's very interesting to see, obviously, it's been airbrushed from this Getty movie and things like that as well.
They're rewriting the sixth series of House of Cards in the next 2 weeks.
So we'll rewind to the beginning. So the first accusation was an actor who'd been in, I think it was starred in Rent in Broadway, and came out and said, when I was underage, Kevin Spacey drunkenly threw me on a bed. We need to basically use the word allegedly every third word, don't we, in this episode.
Really? Can I just say, he hasn't even tried to deny it.
Like, no, he just said, I don't remember.
Yeah, liar. So, I mean, allegedly.
Alleged liar.
I allege.
He allegedly sounded a little bit like Monty again from With Now. It's like, oh, I can't recall. You know, I'd had a few Proseccos. I mean, come on, man.
And so this guy was the first to stand up and say this, and then Kevin Spacey came out with this whole two prong kind of don't remember it. Oh, and by the way, I'm gay now. So
outrageous.
I'll leave it. Mic drop. I'll leave you with that. And then I think, I don't know what he thought. Why he thought that was a good idea. Terrible advice from whoever told him to do that. And like you say, then there was uproar, wasn't there, about him trying to conflate the two things about taking advantage of underage people and being gay. And so...
But were they underage, though? I thought the first allegation was that he was 18.
No, 14. Was it 14?
The first guy that came forward, was 14. And then, I don't know, it feels like a handful to 10.
Yeah.
To a dozen. A handful to a dozen.
Allegedly.
Of alleged cases. And then everyone's sort of been racing each other to distance themselves from him. So like you say, what, we got House of Cards, that's not happening anymore.
Sorry, I'm doing the whole victim thing. Making myself into a victim, that's terrible.
Did you not prefer the first season of House of Cards, the English one, when that woman gets thrown off the top of Parliament? That's not why I like it, by the way. So.
Spoiler.
Words obviously, words are violent, pertain towards hurting women, but please, sorry, go on.
So you, just to be clear, you prefer a woman being thrown off a building to being thrown in front of a train?
If I was given the choice... At least create like a Jackson Pollock piece somewhere, do you know what I mean?
It's yeah.
A bit more interesting.
Something that lasts. So House of Cards, and then Netflix has said no more, so I think there's going to be a biopic of Gore Vidal about Gore Vidal's relationship with an underage boy, so that would have been
I don't really
on
see...
topic.
The thing I don't like about this, because again, we're obviously doing it ourselves. We are part of this storm, this Ferrari. But it's just it is alleged at the moment.
Agreed.
And historically, too much emphasis was placed on the reciprocant of the alleged accusations, as in they would be believed every time over. But now it's kind of maybe potentially swung too far the other way, with anyone being able to potentially jump onto a bandwagon without any fear of being rebuffed, and everyone being taken at face value, that absolutely happened, and that's sincere. And it seems we can only seem to do one extreme or another, and I don't think either is right.
Yeah, but I'm not going to lose any sleep over that, because if he didn't do it, he would just go, didn't do it.
And yeah, but
like,
his name's
even
already...
on the first one, the first time, he could have gone, didn't do that. Instead, he just said he had a few Proseccos, and it was 30 years ago.
But it wasn't rape, though, was it? It wasn't, it's this greyer area of what we're calling now sexual harassment. And
paedophilia.
And I thought the first one was they were 18.
No, 14.
Okay, I'm not defending that. That's fine.
So avid listeners will be reminded of the Weinstein episode that Sophie and I did in a van a few weeks ago, and the fact that Harvey had a go-to move, which was chase them around a hotel room and then ask for a massage, maybe wank into a flower pot at the end as some sort of finale. And what's coming out of these stories is that Kevin Spacey has a go-to move, and what I'm seeing from all of these guys that are being accused of different, and we'll get onto the long list in a bit, but Kevin Spacey's go-to move allegedly is a hand down the pants.
Mm.
So I can say hand down the pant then, and then that doesn't work. But yeah, so just either grab the crotch or stick it down there. It's weird though.
But Harvey's was the bathrobe, wasn't it?
Like, he's put on a robe, chasing around.
Bathrobe, yeah. Then just whacked it open.
And then, yeah, get the massage oils out. Whereas Kevin's putting his hands down pants. But you're right, like, it's all like, we're really taking the guilty before proven innocent approach to all of these cases. And so what's also happened is lots of other names have coming out, and it's becoming very difficult to establish who falls under the Weinstein list of, like, this is despicable, and then who is being the victim of some grudges here, because that's what some of these actors are coming out and saying.
Well, I think the problem is that it's all being thrown together. In one headline, you will, like I said, in terms of what the Westminster harassment saga, you know, anything from a touch on the knee to an alleged rape is being thrown into one article, which is horrendously, it's treating the people at the more extreme end of the spectrum with no respect. The idea of putting those two things even in the same, you know, sentence is ridiculous. And I worry with this, it's a similar process. There's not enough rigor because we just throw things out there into the media and they just get turned over and then forgotten about eventually. And ironically, if your goal is to draw attention to sexual harassment and indeed potential alleged paedophilia or whatever, doing it in this way is not going to achieve either of those ends. On the Robert Peston show last Sunday, they do this thing where they get all the headlines up.
Oh yeah.
And give each one a percentage of traction with the public. And the sexual harassment case in Westminster was 12%. And that, in my opinion, is simply because you're conflating, you know, politicians touching someone on the knee with an alleged rape. People are not taking notice and listening because you're just throwing it all together and you're not pulling these things apart.
With that one, it's more if you create a spreadsheet where you write a list of every name, like every MP that's done anything bad, and the public find out that exists, we just want to skip to the bit and show us the spreadsheet. And so I think that's why everyone's excited. Who is the one that likes being weed on? That's what everyone cares about, and then we'll move on.
But I do get Wheeler's point, because it's a bit like the hashtag Me Too storm.
Yeah.
In that I actually really agreed with the original concept, but then you had rape victims using the same hashtag as someone who had been
heavily breathed on.
Or like wolf-whistled out as they went past a building site, and then it just lost the whole impact.
That's exactly right. This idea of a turbocharged victimhood where words and non-physical actions are violent and are to be on the same page as a physical assault because we are so weak. And I totally agree with you. I think it doesn't help their cause, and it just makes everyone write the whole thing off. And ironically, probably just think, it's just a bunch of people kicking up a fuss about nothing, and it's probably not true. And that's even worse for the genuine victims, be they male or female. And I think that's you're bang on.
So much
energy.
Just into the spectrum aligning, and this is what some of the accused have been coming out and saying. So Jeremy Piven, who you'll know from Entourage, Mr. Selfridge.
Oh yes.
now you're listening.
Is that a Nick Frost program?
I don't know. No. It was kind of like a Downton Abbey, but in a shop. So he came out and said careers are being ruined here. Can everyone just, like, there should be a proper process. It shouldn't be woman posts a thing on social media saying this has happened. Press runs with it in 10 different stories, framed in a way of this happened, because then that just sort of this, like you say again, it's harming the genuine victims' cases because it becomes a bit like, okay, who's actually telling the truth and what actually happened here? And careers are being ruined. So Ed Westwick, who is, I know him from
Gossip Girl,
and I know him from Chalet Girl.
Oh.
Before the hype.
before he went mainstream, like his Agatha Christie adaptation for Christmas has been cancelled postponed by the BBC.
Really?
And he's taken the same stance as Jeremy Piven, as in this is all rubbish. So whereas Kevin Spacey, like you say, hasn't said I didn't do this, he's like unequivocally I didn't do this.
Never met the woman, didn't he say?
Yeah.
Well, I think we should also taking a step back from just the poisonous fume cupboard of the entertainment industry and politics, look at the danger for like the trickle down effect of it. This idea of trying to toxify and take away this idea of any kind of traditionally masculine behaviour for making a what we would call a pass or a proposition to a woman, or to try and, God forbid, get a girlfriend. You know, I'm sure there's been times in my, the many failures of my love life where I would have made something which, within this weird, deranged spectrum of victimhood, would have been called sexual assault, but it isn't, though. You know, if you touch someone's arm, and when you're talking to them, and maybe you do that naturally, or even, God forbid, rest your hands on someone's knee during a date before you've given them a triplicate written dossier saying, "Could I touch you, please, madame? And can you sign it and give me your national insurance number?" What the hell is this? It's just total.
The fact that you wouldn't let go is the issue.
And the pepper spray didn't get me either because I was wearing glasses.
I mean, I think it's difficult for a lot of people to like process what's like acceptable here and I don't know what I'm saying here.
Yeah, the whole point is there aren't
the lines are blurring.
They are. I sometimes get a bit worried, and I do not think I'm the typical.
You're quite handsy.
I'm so handsy. You are very handsy. You noticed? I'm so sorry. Do you feel that I've gone past the line in the past?
The silence is deafening.
We should be doing
there.
This loud on air, actually.
Yeah, you guys haven't seen each other before.
I'm really sorry if I made you feel
uncomfortable.
It's all
going in my journal.
This is turned into therapy.
No, but I do a like hand on the arm for sometimes too long, I think. So sorry if that ever
emphasis.
Upset you.
It's very, I it's frozen into my mind forever. The words that you spoke to me.
So as expected, we've trivialised the whole.
We have.
The whole scandal, but I think that's what we're here to do. So, what's next? What do you think is going to happen next in this narrative? At the moment, we're in the sort of the everyone slinging accusations phase.
Well, it's going to now be appropriated for political outcomes. So we've already had the first tranche of weirdo lunatics. You know, the third wave lesbianic feminists sort of trying to say tell us that it's not okay to behave in a masculine fashion, and that you need to have a signed consent form before hugging or resting your arm on someone's arm in either the workspace or in at social drinks, and you know we should all just live in some kind of weird parallel society like that program with the I've lost my point now.
Hang on, can we just go back to what was it, lesbianic?
I was going
to
call them out on that one. Don't think that's an acceptable one to use.
Well, okay. What I would clarify it as being is this idea of some kind of like grand coalition of people who don't like men using very serious current events to push a political outcome to try and get us to change the way we behave, to try, as I say, to destroy inverted commas masculinity, and I think that is a real thing, and I think you only have to go on your social media feed to see it in action, because when these events are taken and, as I say, turbocharged to that end, and that is wrong, particularly for the victims of as I say, the more serious stuff, and it's not fair.
Oh, sometimes I just really struggle to keep up with you because you're like a posh Russell Brand, and there's just a lot of...
I'm talking too quickly, I'm sorry.
No, I'm enjoying it, but I'm like, there are a lot of very sophisticated terms there. Can you just, in layman's terms, what you're trying to say is people are trying to use it for political gain?
That's it. You know
what's
what
the first thing you said? And then I imagine my head. That's when like the dancing cats in Abby's head started
going. And then I tuned back in. Yeah, I mean, I think I agree with 90% of what he just said.
Yeah.
The other 10%, I don't care.
So she's still got opinions. She's got her own opinions. But I'm just intrigued about where this is going. Mm. I think... It's gonna get bigger as a story before.
Maybe to give it some balance, like, yeah, don't get me wrong. If people, for example, at the other end of the spectrum, what they call them, you know, these anti-feminists, like people like Dapper Laughs and these sort of pickup artists, they would probably also try and use these kinds of events to further their own cause, their own idea of picking up women is being made into this awful thing, and maybe they would go too far the other way. So I there is a middle ground.
Dapper Laughs, whatever happened to him? Such a good point. He's kaput now, isn't
he? I think he still does a live show.
Does he?
I haven't been to it, but but I'm waiting for tickets. It's like it's hard to get, like Harry Potter, like that, the plan. What I'd say from my point of view, I think women and men victims of sexual harassment need to have a forum where they feel comfortable coming forward and making their complaints and grievances known. I don't think that involves just posting a Facebook post or an Instagram post that's saying this person did this to me. Okay. I think there's a better way to do it that then means sort of that is then unimpeachable or whatever, that both sides can feel like there was justice done in how it was dealt with, and that isn't happening.
No, agreed. And my biggest fear is that you're going to get the crazies who are just jumping on the bandwagon, to Wheeler's point, that then discredit every truthful allegation that's been made.
Exactly. I was once in a lift with Jason Derulo. I could come and say...
Jason Derulo?
Yeah, I mean, that's a bombshell in itself. But I could say Jason Derulo gave me a bit of an eye in the lift.
Exactly.
Accidentally stroked me, but I could miss out the word accidentally and just say he stroked me. This didn't happen, allegedly. But you know, like anyone could, and so I don't think it's the right forum of doing it via social media and then letting the sun take screenshots of whatever you feel like saying that day.
Exactly.
Because then it's too late and you can't delete it.
It's a digitally enhanced witch hunt.
Oh.
I think that should be the tagline for the podcast. That's bang on.
I thought you'd appreciate really that. Like,
what is in saying that about us?
Yeah, absolutely.
It's digitally
this is the Salem
bollocks.
This is the digital Salem witch trials. Burn them all.
I like that, Abby. Branding.
Thanks, guys.
Cool. Well, we've got to move on to the next segment, but thank you both for helping to unravel this story.
Task Force.
Sorry, second part of the celebrity special. How are you feeling so far?
I'm very excited. There's all these people we're going to talk about that I don't know or care about.
So I've had a call from the head of ITV, and he said, "Hey Rory, we've got one of our biggest shows coming back next week. I'm a celebrity. Get me out of here." Are you familiar with the format?
It's like the intro to Predator, isn't it? They throw them out of a chopper and then they go feral. Is that right?
Yeah, pretty much. You've seen it. And he said, the show, it's kind of lost its spark. Not as bad as X Factor, but still, like, we need to keep everyone on their toes. I want you to really run with it and own it this year. So, yeah, I mean, a week to go, I don't even work for ITV, but I found myself running. I'm a celebrity, and I need you both to help me. I've got... Two issues, two sort of immediate issues. Number one, Ant and Dec.
Do you know about this?
Do you know what's been going on with Ant?
Drugs?
Yeah.
Okay.
Oh, yeah, they're all medically just prescribed.
So you're just banging Sudafed?
Mm.
He had a bad knee.
Allegedly.
He had a bad knee.
Yeah.
Okay.
The bad knee probably isn't alleged, but everything else. He had a bad knee, and then everything else was alleged. So I think it's a little bit, is it still a little bit blurry about whether he's going to come back and do this?
No, 100%, guys. He was on the Mirror front cover this morning. He's in Australia without his wedding ring. Bummer.
Oh, no.
I'm nervous about Lisa. She's still wearing her ring. That's the wife.
Got it. That seems a little bit disrespectful. We should learn some
agreed, Wheeler. Yeah, you've got to be on the same page with these things.
Marriage counselling or whatever.
But he might have taken it off for the journey because he might, I guess.
He wanted to enjoy all of the air hostesses.
I think things swell on planes, don't they?
That's what I'm saying. We're not talking about gas.
She liked that. She liked your day joke.
So
it might have been for health reasons. It might have been that he lost it as part of the treatment.
I don't know, because honestly, I have seen a picture of her with a wedding ring on in every publication this week, every day. And then he just whacks out an empty finger. Not aligned.
They're not as aligned as you two. So are you telling me that issue number one isn't an issue? Ant's on the mend, and I was basically going to say, who do I replace Ant with?
Oh, he's fine.
Is he
Don't worry. He's there.
Do we need to hide the rider?
The rider?
As in, like, with all the booze and the...
Oh!
You know, like bands have a rider when they go on tour.
No, I think the Priory sorted him out. As far as I'm concerned, guys.
So what, he can enjoy a Prosecco or a glass?
Oh, that might be... yeah, good point. Maybe that's pushing it. But he looks in fine health. I'm sure he's got some self-restraint on him. Don't worry.
Yeah, Deck will just have to be respectful of that.
Yes, very true.
Truly, we're talking about men among heroes.
I've never seen you so quiet. Like, you're drifting off like Abby did when you were like mid-ramble. You're like, whereas Abby's dreaming of kittens and glitter. You're just dreaming of the Fourth Reich.
Yeah, sorry, I'm allegedly dreaming of the Fourth Reich. Good lord. So, just to be clear, I'm not having this. I'm not being pilloried as someone who wears armbands, no matter how attractive those armbands may be, right? So, just it's fine. Carry on.
Unless you're in a deep pool. It's been a while. So, next up, the cast list. Right, so he's the guy who runs ITV. He said to me, "I want to appeal to a Brexit voter. We need to 52%. We didn't know this when we were setting up. I'm a celeb." So, I mean, Alec, who would you want to see on an island in Australia eating a kangaroo bollock?
Well, I mean, for the Brexiteers, probably Diane Abbott. I mean, is who would be given a helicopter ride and given
is she sort of the anti-poster girl of the Brexiteer movement?
I mean, I would definitely up there. There's a few of them in the Labour ranks, well, and even the Tory ranks. I mean, her and Ken Clark could have a bollock each. I mean, as far as I'm concerned.
Ken Clark, I thought he was like the beloved granddad of the Tory party.
He's the beloved poodle of the EU and of Brussels and career politicians with no spine. Yeah.
Oh, scathing.
Scathing about Ken. Okay, so Diane Abbott's getting on the island. Who else? Who else do the people want?
I'm trying to think of a Brexiteer who's kind of like on message and popular. Somebody, I don't know. Actually, I'd say Jeremy Clarkson, but Jeremy Clarkson's not. He's part of the establishment. He's not one of
Nigel Farage.
Yeah, maybe the Farage.
Do you need to keep him where you can see him?
We definitely do. You never the Farage is a force of nature, and you never quite know what he's going to do next,
or when you're going to need him,
or when you're going to need him.
Because like, yeah, if there's any wobbling around, or Brexit might not happen, you need to
probably. I tell you, there's someone called Brendan O'Neill who is an editor for Spiked and used to be like a hardcore Marxist. He's pretty awesome, and he's like ultra like traditional left wing, but also a hard Brexiteer because he believes in democracy, as lots of early Marxists do before they went a bit weird. And probably him. He's very funny and an absolute powerhouse of logic and smashing the enemies of righteousness.
Am I going to be able to say that he's actually famous, though?
Yeah, I think a little bit.
Is he a celebrity? Does he tick that box?
I mean, you know, you have to be so... You're so inflexible, Rory.
I'm just testing you. So,
I'm going to be honest. This lineup is a turn-off for me right now. Gemma Collins back out.
You're a fan, aren't you? You're a fan of the show.
I was a big fan in the heyday, which was when Peter Andre and Jordan lived out their romance on live TV.
Do you know who these people are?
No, I do. Mysterious girl, etc., etc.
Exactly. So that for me was the pinnacle. It has all gone a bit downhill since. So I appreciate this exercise, but I feel that what Wheeler is suggesting is just not as compelling as maybe
Newsnight on holiday.
No, but I do think get Farage in there, get another couple of
Dyson.
Characters.
What about Dyson? He's a Brexiteer.
Do you know who Dyson is?
Was in like
Dyson,
you know,
vacuum guy.
Sir James Dyson.
Sir James Dyson.
Is he a Brexiteer?
Yeah.
Wow,
and he's pretty pretty interesting outspoken.
Does that change your approach to Brian Hoover's?
I'm gonna get a Henry.
Richard on the other side. Richard, it's easy for the other side because again, it's all part of the establishment, right? That's the whole point. That's why Brexit happened. Yeah. Richard Branson. Is he
pro-Brexit?
No, he's. As I'm saying, it'd be more interesting to have all the Ramonas sort of.
Well, he needs a new island because Necker got fucked in the storms, didn't it? So
of course
he could come up to the I'm a celeb.
Yeah,
who would you like to see, Abby, on it as a former fan?
A former fan.
No, as a new
of the show.
You remember what it was like to be when it was a great show.
Are we sticking to this political spectrum?
No, you can have whoever you like on.
Really?
Yeah.
Delightful. In that case, Oh no, that would be really controversial. I want to see someone who's massively fallen from grace, but obviously they can't actually be, like...
It can't be
Harvey Weinstein. It can't be that far.
Jim Davidson.
Yes! Oh my God, exactly.
That could be the Brit. He's probably...
Les Dennis and Jim Davidson, my ultimate two.
Didn't Jim Davidson... He won I'm a Celeb... No, sorry, Big Brother. Celebrity Big Brother a couple of years ago. He definitely went on it.
And
I think was redeemed.
Yeah, but he's gone quiet. He needs another flashback moment.
The more you do them, the shorter the redemption. Yeah, the redemption comes. So I think I reckon Les Dennis has been on one of these too. But get him on. at least I know who it is. Because I mean, I've been looking at this list of who they've got planned at the moment. I'm very intrigued.
Could you give me some? Because
I want to know.
I feel like I'm making this.
Gemma Collins.
She's on the rumor list.
Oh, no, I think she's confirmed, guys. She's my tip to win. I would genuinely put a vote on that.
Number one, you've got Jack Maynard.
Don't know who that is.
Even I don't know.
He's confirmed. He's a vlogger.
Okay.
And he's got 1.2 million subscribers. And his brother is the singer Connor Maynard.
Great.
Jamie Lomas. Hollyoaks. Bit of a villain.
Was Matt...
He's Warren from Hollyoaks.
Yeah.
I do actually know who that is. That's awful.
You do?
Yeah.
Yeah, I think he's a bit of a villain. Jenny McAlpine.
Show me a picture.
She's Fizz from Corrie.
I love Corrie. Yeah.
Now, Georgia Toffolo. Bloody hell. We know who Georgia Toffolo is.
Can we...
Toff from...
Oh, of course! Oh, yeah. She's really
good. So the son's got a photo of her in some lingerie.
It probably won't
make it to the island.
That's a shame.
It's not very practical. So Toff's going on.
Why is it a shame?
Well, no, because she looks like she should have been painted on the side of a Lancaster bomber in the 40s. She looks amazing.
Vanessa White from The Saturdays. Do you remember The Saturdays? Were you a fan of them?
No, not down.
You remember The Saturdays,
though? Oops. Molly King.
Yeah, so not Molly.
Oh.
Because Molly was doing Strictly, wasn't she?
Oh, yes.
Yeah, so Vanessa... and then Charlotte Crosby.
I do actually quite like that programme she does.
Really? You're coming out.
You're so mainstream.
Just the two of us. I just love watching people in pain. Tattoo of Us, isn't it?
And what's that?
It's where people... Oh, you want me to describe it? So it's basically where two people go on and they choose each other's tattoos, and because they only scrape the bottom of the social order barrel, they always get degenerates to do awful things to each other, like, and excuse my French, like putting an anus on someone's belly button and things like that. It's very funny.
So it's not like a couple, it's like friends.
It can be couples, it can be friends. The couple ones are mixed. There has already been a couple of breakups thanks to that. There was one where this guy put the list saying how many women he'd... had the old in out with, and he was like 113, and he put his girlfriend as 136, and then put 137, 138, implying that there would be others either during or after her termination. It's pretty brutal. I mean, she dumped him, and she was far more interesting and intelligent and smoking hot. So you know, she did the right thing. But did
she ever get back to you?
I just. You know, my style of courtship is obviously, you know, not allowed these days. So what can I say?
What would you get me? What would you get me if me and you went on to Just Tattoo of Us?
Oh, bastard, that's very hard. Probably Trotsky's face on your ass. So you've got to sit on his face every day. I probably that.
People probably just think that was a terrible self-portrait that I had commissioned. Rory got a slightly bigger beard and there's a little hat on. So that's basically it. There's some rumours. Amir Khan might be going on.
Amir Khan would be more interesting.
Lauren Guja from The Only Way Is Essex. Gemma Collins, who Abby, this might be at this point.
What are your feelings on Gemma?
Are you familiar with her?
I know her back catalogue and her contribution to the zeitgeist. She seems quite forthright.
She's contributing quite a lot to the internet these days.
Absolutely.
You could probably get by in like just using Gemma Collins memes.
Memes, they are outrageous.
What is her like her modus? Like what's her opinion on stuff? Is she like
a very fiery princess. Do you remember in the Big Brother celeb days there was Pete and Nikki Graham? She's almost like the 2017 Nikki Graham, like hissy fits galore.
I don't really have an opinion,
but just gets very angry.
I love fiery women. I mean, you know, Edwina Curry, Thatcher, But I don't know. I need to know more before I can commit to this.
We should have played you some memes pre-recording.
How can you play a meme? It's a picture, isn't it?
Oh, well, yeah, but it's like a
some
movie
of them are GIFs.
It's a GIF. Can you please be
sorry? I was just dealing with that beeping. Did you guys already cover? Did you guys cover the fall?
We carried on talking while you left the room.
Yeah, but did you mention the fall?
No. No! Go ahead.
This is probably the best thing that's happened this year. It's Gemma Collins presenting an award at like the BBC Radio 1 Awards, and she just falls down the pit. It's fantastic.
That does sound like a brilliant piece
you
of
like, yeah, you like a fall. So the people like a fall, and then they've just got a list of Craig Charles.
I bloody love Craig Charles. He made Takeshi's Castle. He literally built it from nothing.
Did he do Robot Wars?
He also did Robot Wars.
Oh, I love
him. Everyone loves a bit of Craig.
Callum Best, Johnny from Love Island, Ben Matthews might go back on it. They're really sort of not even scraping
wait,
the barrel.
Wait,
going
I think
back.
I know who one of those is. So Spencer Matthews is the cretin from
Maiden Chelsea,
who
will be brother-in-law of Pippa Middleton.
Well, yeah. I was going to say he's going to be the single image that the militant left will use to bring down the bourgeoisie, because his privilege and his distinct lack of touch with reality is so repulsive that even I would want to have a red terror. But anyway, yeah, please go on.
What do you actually think of Russell Brand?
I don't mind Russell Brand. He's all right.
I feel like you're on the same level.
He's very funny. He's like a machine gun of syllables and shit. Yeah, he's fine. Yeah. I mean, his politics are just absolutely rancid, but
his
politics are rancid.
Yeah, no.
I rather like him. His delivery is pretty good.
His style.
That's a bit narcissistic, as I have said that you remind me of Russell Brand twice, but I'm glad that you took it as a compliment.
No, absolutely.
So, have we got any requests for this list? Dream list of celebrity, get me out of here. And you guys are going for Jim Davidson on the list, then. You can have anyone you want.
Actually, if they're dead, I'd have Joan Rivers, because I've always loved
her. Why are we bringing back the dead?
We've got to go back, Rory.
They'd end up eating Joan.
They wouldn't eat Joan. No one can touch Joan.
So Les, we were going to give you a kangaroo bollock, but we've actually got the corpse of Joan Collins.
It would just be a pile of fur coats. So.
Yeah, embalmed by her own, whatever.
Her mink.
So that's who we're asking for. No, like, you wouldn't want like a superstar like Elton John or...
No, I just want to create some debates ASAP. Mm.
I think Russell Brand's a good call.
Yes!
He'd be very good, wouldn't he?
Yeah, Russell Brand, get Farage.
Bojo.
What's the name of that woman that lives in Notting Hill that had the pop career who's not very good at music?
Billy Piper? Don't
know.
Martine McCutcheon?
No, her and Russell Brand were sort of like political bedfellows. I forgot her name now. It'll come to me in a minute. But
no, if it's Winehouse, then she's. I don't know how to break it to you.
She's fine. No.
Well, we've run out of time on Task Force, so I feel like I'm going to need to get in touch with some other people and find out some better ideas, because I think you've aimed low with what you wanted.
We're just being realistic. Kicks off next Sunday.
We've not got long.
Exactly.
Anyway, well, listeners, you can tune in and enjoy I'm a Celebrity on ITV at 9 p.m. next Saturday or Sunday. And this episode was sponsored by ITV. anyway, right, thanks for Task Force.
Quiz?
The quiz. Now, Abby, you've been saying that you've been getting people messaging you good luck
messages, because it's like a lamb to the slaughter.
What, on the quiz?
I was no, just on seeing you in person again.
I mean, I am hideous.
Well, the system is I ask a question. If you know Abby, say Abby. If you know Alex, you say Alex, or you can say your last names, whatever you want. But question number one: who's been accused of plotting against Theresa May this week?
I mean, I assume this is meant for me.
It's both of you.
Who hasn't? Sorry.
Who, according to The Sun, has been sort of putting together a real plot, a real sort of coup?
Abby?
Yeah.
Well, there's a few options. Pretty Patel?
I'm sure she's found a word for that.
I don't actually know. I'm sorry.
So this is new, fresh, I think, from today's morning papers.
Do you mean from the Huff Post?
The band is back together. Gove and Bojo.
Ah, right.
It's like WWF wrestling when like that old a tag team would get back together again after having fallen out.
That's a brilliant.
Yeah, and so they're back together, and they basically said, "Teresa, it's all going wrong. You got to get Phil in line, sort out your Brexit plan. Otherwise, we're gonna overpower you."
Wow.
But I mean, she must be just like joined the queue, mates.
Well, yeah. Well, I'm pretty sure like her last card in the deck is in terms of the European negotiations to say, look, guys, you either give me something I can use, or you're gonna get these turbocharged patriots who are gonna wreck the place and flip some tables.
Yeah.
So yeah.
Just tune out again. I saw Abby. You lost her again.
I am really boring.
Turbocharged patriots. No man's terms again.
It's like, you know, some forthright blokes who are going to be like, I want loads of money, and like, no one gets any chairs in this meeting, you know.
Lovely. Back with you.
Question number two. What luxury food item has the UK been able to start growing? Previously, it's never been able to. It's usually from the Med.
Oh, Alex Olives?
No, but like, yeah, the weather changes in the Med.
Abby?
Yeah.
Cherry tomatoes?
Like luxury. I think like in the caviar bracket of foods.
Alex, there's a Bergen market in snail caviar, and that's a UK thing.
You go hunting for them with pigs.
Abby.
Truffles. We got there.
I'll give neither of you a point because Alex beat you, but he didn't follow the process and say his name. Story plus, I basically gave you the answer.
Same my name.
Question number three. What footwear? I mean, you see, I started with politics, have quickly gone to the metro for my source of quiz questions. What footwear is apparently causing serious harm to women's knees?
Abby, yep. Crocs?
No, but like, not far off in terms of.
Alex Birkenstocks?
No.
Those are not good for anyone.
They're comfy. In
Abby,
theory.
Uggs.
Correct. You get a point. Ooh. Uggs are causing serious harm, according to the Daily Mail.
Bummer.
To fashion.
To fashion and to needs. Needs. Question number four. What has a Morrison's in Leeds just opened?
Alex, an organic dripping aisle.
No.
No.
I hate to shock you there, but it was not an organic dripping aisle.
It's like vegan or
something. Booze related.
Oh, Alex, a Buckfast aisle. Everyone likes
that would be great. No, it's a nutritious. They've opened a bar in the supermarket.
That is a brilliant
idea. So you can get a pint while you saunter around.
Are you
going to have dangerous implications of, you know, half cut parents pushing the baskets with their babes in it into like piles of Cocoa Pops and stuff?
I mean, isn't that happening already?
Yeah, but if you put alcohol in the mix, it's going to be like total wipeout.
Maybe it would be like the show wipeout. And then final question, Abby's going to take this home, otherwise. Stop looking at the answers, you. If he gets this now, where, according to The Sun, a poll that The Sun did, are the hottest lovers in the UK? Best lovers, not the.
How are we defining best? As in marriage rates?
They did like a poll, and they said like, who's the best? Like, ask ladies, single people, who's the best at shagging or whatever. And
this region got 9.5 out of 10, didn't they?
Yeah.
How can you do it on a region?
How do you know?
I read the headline, but then I don't actually know who won it. They lured me in to read the headline, then I didn't click.
I'm gonna do it.
Great, you remember the number.
We can deconstruct it. So the most popular accent in the UK is a Yorkshire accent. Yeah. So. And that elicits trust and stuff.
Oh,
so
my
probably,
God, you so read
probably,
this.
Probably Yorkshire, maybe. I don't know.
Not just because it's where William Hague's from.
That man is a one-man babe magnet.
You looked over my shoulder. You've seen the word Yorkshire. And then he
deconstructed.
Okay.
Essentialized.
Each say a town in Yorkshire, and we'll see if either of you get it.
Town in Yorkshire. York.
Right, no.
It's not Dewsbury. Or Rotherham. That's not.
Did you just try and hint me?
I just wanted you to say it. It was Barnsley.
Oh! Barnsley. Well done, Barnsley.
Barnsley were rated 9.5 out of 10. So well done, Barnsley. And that's all we've got time for on this week's episode of This Might Be The News. Thank you both for joining me. And congratulations, Abby, on beating Wheeler in the quiz.
Oh my days. Who'd have thought?
Every defeat diminishes me a bit more.
Thank you both for joining me, and listeners, thank you for joining us.